All right. Thank you very much for joining us today, Dr. Flack.
You're welcome, Aaron.
We haven't had a chance to talk about this yet at all, which is lucky considering the weather has been very nice. But the time will come when there will be ice on the ground and snow on the ground. And just kind of go over the procedure for the Knoxville School District in terms of how you guys decide for a snow day, a delay, and what kind of goes into that decision and what that means for students.
Well, Aaron, first of all, maybe it won't snow all winter.
Wouldn't that be nice? Think
we'll get by with that. But whenever we consider travel, the first thing that we need to consider, of course, is the safety of our students and also the safety of employees who have to drive from other communities to get to work. The decision as to whether or not to delay school or cancel classes for a day is a joint decision made by Joe Klotwijk and myself. If the weather the night before school, it sounds like it's going to be threatening, we each get up extra early. If there's snow on the ground, we check the roads, see what the conditions are. Since Joe lives out in the country west of town, he can take that area. I usually go out north and so forth. We meet early in the morning between 5 and 5:30 at the bus lot to come to a decision regarding classes. And then if we decide that we're going to delay or cancel, I go to my office and take care of the notifications. And as always, we call KNIA and KRLS first. Most of the other stations that we contact, we do through email and so forth and take care of it that way. One of the things that I would like to remind people is that if there's a delay, sometimes those delays turn into cancellations because the weather can turn worse as the morning goes on. You know, don't get in a hurry if we're calling a delay. You know, we'd rather have people a couple minutes late than have them out on the road when we've had to make a decision to cancel. So it's very important just to listen to the radio. You know, don't call the office because usually at those times we're trying to make phone calls and make the contacts that we need to make. So probably no one would be available to answer phone calls anyway. It's just one of those things. You know, it's Iowa, and we learn how to drive in a little bit of snow, but we don't want to take any chances. And some years are better than most. You know, last year we had a very calm winter, really, as far as cancellations. The year before, we had 7 or 8 cancellations. So you never know what's going to happen.
And so those decisions are usually made by about 5:30 in the morning then?
Yes.
Okay. Just kind of a reminder, with the snow days, how many snow days do Iowa school districts get before they have to start worrying about making up those days?
None.
None?
If you cancel classes, you have to make up those classes. There's no give day or whatever you want to call it. We are required to provide 180 days of classes. And if you have a snow day, if you cancel for any weather of any type, you have to make those days up. We have a couple built into our schedule that we have automatic makeup days, but in most cases, once you get over 2 or 3 days, we make them up at the end of the year.
Okay. Also, you guys had another workshop with Harry Ligenthal with the Iowa Association of School Boards. If you guys identified some priorities that you have moving forward for the school district and what you guys are going to do to kind of get there, what do you think you guys got accomplished last night as a board administrative team?
Well, I think one of the main things, Aaron, was that we were able to affirm some of our priorities for where we want to be down the road. And of course, you know, if the listeners will remember, the whole premise of these workshops has been to identify priorities that, you know, in time of budget constraints and every school, because of the condition of the economy in the state and because of enrollment, every school has to be aware of budget issues. So we want to make sure that we have our priorities in order as we work through budget limitations. And it just affirmed our commitment to collaboration and communication with our community. It affirmed our commitment to professional development and continued learning for staff members, Board of Education, students. It affirmed our commitment to meeting the needs of each student. You know, so many of our students have so many different needs that it really takes a lot of work for our staff to be able to meet the needs of all those students. So those are three of our priorities that we will continue to work on. The next step for us is to identify a couple, 3 areas where we really want to commit some resources to, commit our support to for the immediate future. You know, some of this work is a work in progress and continuous effort that, you know, just because you reach a target or address a priority for a couple years, you want to continue that. And that that periodic or constant review of progress is very important to the districts as well.
And this is just a great resource that the Iowa Association of School Boards provides you guys as a member.
Yeah, I think it's been a very worthwhile two sessions that we've had with Harry. No charge to the school district. Our dues take care of this type of service. And I think it's great to have someone from outside the school district serve as facilitator for a workshop like this.
And then finally, we're kind of getting to the end of the year now, and just a great time for the school district in general. A lot of activities out there. You have your sports, some of your winter sports starting up. You have holiday concerts for band and music at all levels. Just a great time to go out and support the school district.
Yeah, you know, you have a little lull after the fall sports, but and the fall band season and so forth. But yeah, now everything's hitting full stride. I think we've got three basketball games this week. We've got a wrestling meet at home. Like you said, the winter concerts are coming up. I know that the dance team is participating in the state contest this weekend in Des Moines. So between now and mid-February, there's going to be something going on all the time at probably every level. So, yeah, we do encourage and appreciate the support that our community gives to our school and to our activities.
All right, well, thanks very much, Dr. Flack.
You're welcome, Aaron.